Phil, thank you for having me.
Now, how long did you teach and work at MSU?
I was at MSU for about 35 years, both as a faculty member and as an administrator.
35. And what department did you teach in?
All in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
Okay. In all the years, did you ever hear the name Larry Nassar? Did you know anything about him?
No, I never did.
Now, what did you think the first time you heard about this case and where it was heading?
Well, obviously, like so many Spartans, very concerned about it. And that really prompted conversations that we had with friends and colleagues about the circumstances, what they thought. And that really got the ball rolling to what eventually became the letter that we submitted to Academic Governance.
Now, what's the problem with MSU investigating this themselves?
Well, I think that's the issue. I mean, one of the things, Michael, I think is really a foundational of this is being able to approach this from the point of view that not only from a public perception perspective, but also in terms of what's best for the alleged victims and everyone associated with this case, to have an independent body do the investigation.
In the letter, you say you think MSU can actually do an effective job in the investigation, right?
Well, it's not a yes. I think they could do an effective job, but I think that the issue goes beyond effectiveness. I think the issue here is also perception. You stated it very well, and that is the issue of investigating yourself. There are a lot of reasons why that would be a preferable path to walk for any individual or any institution. The question is, though, from a public perspective, is it the right one?
Now, the spokesman for the university, in a text, he replied to your letter saying, quote, "We appreciate the concern and viewpoints raised by faculty members. As President Simon said in her February 3rd letter, we are confident in the robustness of the reviews that are underway." Do you think they're going to do anything to change the investigation?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen. I don't know the answer to that question. What we tried to do and what we did was to find an opportunity to exercise faculty voice. The question that we had, which we didn't know the answer to, is a number of us felt a certain way, but we had no idea if others at MSU, faculty now, and I'll talk more about that in a second, why faculty, felt that an alternative was necessary. And so what we did was explore that, and we found that a number of people did. And I might mention that most of the people who signed that letter, I don't know. So they're not personal friends or buddies.
What's the number right now?
The number is over 150. What we decided to do is to keep it open. And so those who want to submit their names to us can continue to do that, and we'll add their names to the list.
150, is that a big number considering the total number of faculty at MSU?
No, and that's the point I wanted to make, and I mentioned just a few minutes ago. We didn't do a poll of the faculty. What we did was a number of us just started with a group of people that we knew, sent them the letter and said, would you like to sign this? And could you send this off, if you want to other people that you know? So it was a standard social networking approach. And over about a week's time, the numbers came in, and every person who said, yes, I'd like to have my name added, we added to the list and then submitted that because we're all faculty,
so
academic staff. We submitted that through Academic Governance.
Are any of the faculty members at MSU, do you think any of them are concerned about any repercussions to signing this letter?
Absolutely.
How so? What could happen?
A number of people contacted us and said that we'd like to sign the letter, but we feel we can't for a number of reasons. And I understand that. It's a matter of risk management, and it goes back to the very issue that you raised earlier, Michael. This is one of the implications of investigating yourself.
So do you imagine the university somehow acting against some of these faculty members that signed this letter?
I don't think so. I don't think that's in MSU's DNA. And I think that President Simon's response yesterday at the University Council is an example of a very measured, responsible answer. I think, you know, like so many complex issues, there isn't an answer. There are many possible answers. She's declared one. We prefer another. There really had not been, up to this point, a voice for faculty formally to express that alternative. Right. We've done that.
We're talking to MSU Professor Emeritus Frank Fear here on 1320 WILS. What do you think is really holding them back? They're probably aware of the perception issue here. Why are they not handing this over to an independent party?
I can't answer that question, Michael. I wish I could, but I can't answer that question.
Do you think there's a lot more to the story that they're somehow trying to control? Or?
I have no way of answering that either. I think there are plenty of reasons why any individual entity would prefer to investigate itself. I mean, there's no question. Everyone is better served from our perspective, and I would say certainly my perspective, if an alternative pathway was walked.
What is this going to end up doing to MSU's reputation?
Well, I think, that's the concern. It's interesting because there are a lot of ways you can frame this, but I don't want to minimize other ways of framing it. Certainly there are tremendous concerns about the alleged victims. But one way of framing this is the public perception.
Okay.
The question that I've heard over and over again is this MSU's Penn State? Is this MSU's Baylor? In other words, is MSU now in the same category of those two institutions that have had sexual assault issues,
yeah,
particularly the Penn State situation, because you have a serial predator who's now in prison convicted of being a serial predator.
Well, we've talked to attorneys of many of these women, and they all say, look, this is an institutional problem. This is not just a few people. This is a larger problem at MSU that Larry Nassar got to get away with this for so long. Do you agree with that?
I have no way of knowing it. I mean, I was both a faculty member and an administrator at Michigan State, and I've been obviously very proud to be associated with the institution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Dr. Nassar, and I this is an extraordinary circumstance. I think, and as we stated in the letter, as time goes on, it will all be revealed. But I can't answer if there is a larger set of circumstances here. What I can say is that I prefer, and others who signed that letter prefer, a different way of managing it.
Yeah, and obviously it's front page news here in the Lansing area. You live in Florida. How much of this is being covered out there?
People know about it. I'll ask people who are not MSU affiliated if they've heard about it, and I can't think of one person who said no. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's being covered by ESPN and other outlets. So as a consequence, it's in the public domain. And certainly people I know who have an MSU affiliation, alums, former faculty members down here, it is a matter of concern. There's no question about it.
MSU Professor Emeritus Frank Fear joining us right here on 1320 WILS. Frank, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate it.